It's Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison following the Nomads 3-0 defeat at HJK Helsinki. Andy, disappointed night for you?
Disappointed with the result. It's, you know, it's never a reflection of the game. You know, the way we set up and the way we played the game and the problems we caused them, you know, to come away with a 3-0, it's, you know, very, very unfair on the team and on the lads, you know. And I said to them after the game, you know, I'm chuffed, proud of them for what they've done over two legs, but, you know, you can't sugarcoat it over when you concede a goal like we did after 10 minutes in a game of this size. It's very, very difficult, you know. I know John Danby will make up for that for the rest of the season. He did it many times last year, like, you know, but it is a catastrophic error 10 minutes into the game, which gives them a pick-up, gets a crowd up. And, you know, even, you know, before they scored the second goal, you know, we're on top of the game. They're not causing us any problems. You know, it's basically the best or the perfect half an hour that I could have hoped for in the first 30 minutes. And yet, you know, on 33, I think it was, we're 2-0 down. Good opposition, yeah. You know, give them credit for that. But, you know, I go away disappointed because I think on reflection, we've missed an opportunity.
As the rankings state, they're nearly 300 places better off than us in the rankings, but the performance of the lads tonight, you'd never know that, in all fairness.
No, I mean, you know, that was brought to my attention earlier on. I think TNS are 250th, and I think they're 150. They're 100 places above TNS, you know, so that shows the quality of the opposition. But over the two legs, you know, that's not a fair reflection of what we put into the game. You know, we never got a corner in the first game, and yet we had, I think, maybe five corners today, countless balls into their box, and we caused them all sorts of problems. You know, where if Ryan Wignall scores with his chance, which is a fantastic chance, you know, sort of 8 yards out, and he's got his studs caught in the AstroTurf, you know. So we score that, and then those last 10 minutes are totally different because they're under massive pressure. But, you know, we didn't score goals at the right time. We had a few opportunities to score more, you know, we had much more opportunities than we had last week at home, but, you know, we made a couple of mistakes and we got punished for it.
Positives to take away from the tie as a whole, though. Obviously, nobody can ever take away that 1-0 victory, and obviously it helps our coefficient points for next season potentially as well.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, there were some huge performances out there tonight. You know, I thought Michael Wilde was exceptional. You know, in what I want from my target man and my front striker, you know, Michael was fantastic. He's won countless balls. He's led the line, pulled, you know, brought people into play at the right times and made so many right decisions. So, you know, going forward for the season, absolutely delighted with what Mike gave us over the two games.